And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news made possible at this hour by Cedarhurst Assisted Living, Butchwood Septic Service, and Farm Credit Illinois. I'm Ryan Turk. Since 2009, Tony Grotens has led the Jacksonville Police Department, but it appears those days are numbered. According to the Jacksonville Journal-Courier, Grotens is, quote, looking for a little downtime and plans to leave within the next couple of months. Grotens didn't give an exact date of when he would step down from his role. He began his law enforcement career with the United States Air Force Security Police in 1973. Before joining the JPD, Grotens worked with the Adams County Sheriff's Department in Quincy as a deputy, the Illinois State Police West Central Drug Task Force, and also became a special agent with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. We hope to have comments from Grotens during our afternoon broadcasts.
Is your retirement being bogged down by household chores and endless yard work? Let Cedarhurst of Jacksonville handle those things you don't want to do while you get to enjoy your retirement and spend more time doing what you love. Whether it's fishing at Lake Cedarhurst, quilting, or baking pies, Cedarhurst Assisted Living and Memory Care is here to provide a safe and joyful environment for seniors while empowering their independence. Schedule your tour of Cedarhurst Assisted Living and Memory Care by calling 217-919-9300 or visit cedarhurstjacksonville.com for more information. Cedarhurst, where communities become families.
A pair of hotly debated items in South Jacksonville were up for a vote on Tuesday night, but neither passed. The topic of allowing golf carts and recreational off-highway vehicles on village streets has been an on-and-off topic for the tables for the better part of 2016. Back in July, trustees voted on the ordinance, but it failed to pass due to a 3-3 tie. Coincidentally, the golf cart ordinance tied again on Tuesday, with all the trustees casting the same vote they made in July. In favor of the ordinance were John Gotchel, Mike Elliott, and Stephen Waltrip. Voting against the ordinance were Paula Bella Braddock Stewart, Stacy Pinkerton, and Kim Wilson. Pinkerton voted against the ordinance because of safety concerns.
People say that, you know, we have motorcycles and we have these other motorized vehicles on here, so what makes a difference with golf carts? Well, why are we adding another dangerous vehicle to the road, you know? And, you know, our police officers, they said they will take care of it. It's voted in. They'll go by the law and do what they have to do. But I still go back to the same thing, stating our police has got enough to do. Last thing they need is something else.
At the beginning of the meeting, village resident Mike Looker presented 80 signatures in favor of the ordinance. Pinkerton talked to some of the people on the list and says that some of them, quote, didn't realize what they were signing, and some even signed twice. Wilson was concerned that some of the signatures came from people outside of the village. Wilson preferred the golf cart ordinance poll put on southjacksonville.org, which she says surveyed only to South Jacksonville residents and kept people from voting more than once. Wilson says the survey was, quote, overwhelmingly against golf carts. Elliott feels it was foolish for trustees to let the golf cart ordinance fail again.
I think it's a very good ordinance. We're contiguous with the city of Jacksonville. We mirrored their ordinance. We put a lot of time and effort into this, spent a lot of money on legal fees with it, and the committee had done their due diligence to make it the same so that we could reciprocate with the city. Maybe people will be more informed and might change their mind, I don't know. So, I mean, it's highly possible that it could be taken to a referendum, for the voters, the residents to vote on it.
A month ago, WLDSWEAI News reported a raise could be in the works for South Jacksonville trustees. According to Wilson, who got the ball rolling on this topic, trustees make $100 a month, which she says is one of the lowest paid for any trustees in Central Illinois. Trustees had an opportunity to bump their pay by $100 during a vote on Tuesday. Much like the golf cart ordinance, the vote ended in a 3-3 tie and did not pass. Voting in favor of the pay increase were Bella Braddock Stewart, Pinkerton, and Wilson. Voting against the ordinance were Gotchel, Elliott, and Waltrip. Wilson was frustrated the ordinance didn't pass.
$100 a month is just not right. We really do a lot of work. The clerk just had a $100 raise. in 2009, and she had another $50 raise in 2013. She went from $350, and then in 2013, it went to $500. The village president makes $1,000 a month, or $12,000 a year, and the trustees make $100 a month.
Wilson says trustees haven't received a pay increase in at least 15 years. Elliot feels the duties of trustees haven't changed since he took office 20 years ago.
I haven't been told any good hard facts by the people that were proposing the increase, you know, of why we're doing it. Yeah, we've had some rough patches the last couple of years, but, you know, we're elected officials. Our plans commission don't get paid at all. I think we're compensated duly the way we are.
If approved, the ordinance would have gone into place after the 2017 election. In other action, trustees unanimously approved pay increases for the Superintendent of Public Works, John Green, and Police Chief Josh Halleck. The 2015-2016 financial statement budget, which includes over a year of cash and reserves, was also approved. We'll have more details on the budget in future broadcasts. Morgan County deputies made one arrest last night. 26-year-old William Evans of Springfield was booked at the county jail at around 11:30 for DUI. Evans is free on bond. We don't often think of earthquakes in Illinois, but they do happen. Not only is the famous New Madrid Fault close to southern Illinois, but there's also the Wabash Fault, which runs through Wabash River Valley. The New Madrid Fault hasn't produced a major earthquake since 1812, but every now and then someone predicts one. Is this something to worry about? Well, we asked Tim Larson with the State Geological Survey if earthquake insurance is a good idea in Illinois. He says it depends on where you live.
If you're from Effingham South, start really thinking seriously about earthquake hazards. And as you get further south down towards where I-57 and I-24 split, way far south, then it's extremely serious.
Homeowners insurance typically does not cover earthquakes, but a rider can easily be added if your policy is at a fairly low cost. Two members of the Trump family will be campaigning in Illinois today. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and his daughter Ivanka will headline a fundraiser in Bolingbrook. The event has been rescheduled twice. Ivanka is also expected to make stops in Quincy, Peoria, and Chicago.
If your home or business has a septic tank, you need to rely on Butch Wood & Son Septic Tank Service and Installation. They can help you properly maintain your system, and that's important, especially when you realize that a properly maintained system can last indefinitely, and less problems with your system will save you money over time. Call Butch Wood & Son today at 245-2077. That's 245-2077. They have what you need to keep your septic tank running efficiently. Butch Wood & Son Septic Tank Service and Installation. Call today at 245-2077.
During National Farm Safety and Health Week, Farm Credit Illinois encourages everyone to make safety their first priority. Harvest is a busy season full of quick decisions, and when fatigue sets in, reaction times can be affected. For 100 years, Farm Credit has provided consistent credit and financial services to rural Americans as they work tirelessly to build safe and sustainable family farms. The nationwide cooperative provides the financial solutions to get the job done, no matter the season, helping build a solid family farm foundation, adapt to industry changes, and leave a strong legacy for future generations. Farm Credit Illinois reminds everyone to practice safety first to help rural America thrive by 100 years. Farm Credit Illinois, helping farm families succeed today and tomorrow.
Switching things over to sports, last night in high school volleyball, South County beat North Green in straight sets, 27-25, 25-18. Jacksonville lost to Lincoln, 25-14, 26-24. Athens beat Porta, 26-24, 25-20. New Berlin dominated Calvary, 25-9, 25-13. In high school golf, Lincoln and SHG finished ahead of Jacksonville at Lincoln Elks. In high school soccer, Jacksonville beat Lincoln 9-1. As for tonight, in high school volleyball, Jacksonville travels to Quincy Notre Dame. In high school soccer, Jacksonville hosts Beardstown. The JV game has been canceled. In college soccer, the IC women go to Greenville. In high school boys and girls golf, Rushville is at Brown County. For girls only, it's the Central State 8 Conference Tournament at Lincoln Greens. By the way, Cardinals are in action tonight. It's game 3 of their 4-game series. Mike Leake gets the start against Anthony Descalfani of Cincinnati. First pitch is at 7:15. We've got coverage on WEAI. By the way, Cardinals launched 5 home runs last night, winning 12-5 against the Reds. Taking a look at temperatures, yesterday's high was 78 and the low was 47. No precipitation overnight at the WLDS studios. This look at news made possible by Cedarhurst Assisted Living, Butchwood Septic Service, and Farm Credit Illinois. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. A reminder, Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.